Welcome, fellow Lumineers, to another episode of Quest for Five, your guide to the enchanting world of Disney Lorcana. We're your hosts, I'm Faith, and with me is my co-host, Michael. And today, we have a special guest, Kristen.
Hello!
Hi, and Kristen's returning. She was in, I think our last bonus episode that was released was with her. This bonus episode is on Little Mermaid. Almost forgot the title there for a second. On the Little Mermaid, and we wanted to do this one because obviously Ursula's Revenge is the upcoming set title. So I thought we'd start here, and then we're going to do the second movie at some point.
Oh, that's a take. I don't think that
Well, we have to do them all.
The second one, I feel like there's other priorities.
It's missable.
Okay. I'm sure that's a hot take for somebody.
No way.
I have no frame of reference because I have not watched the second one.
How many pages of notes do you have?
Only one and a little bit more.
Okay. So I was looking at my notes for Treasure Planet. I had like three. And I have like...
3 pages?
I have like 2/3 of a page now.
Well, we were talking before that like part of the problem is there's so many Little Mermaid cards already. So mm-hmm. it's like you don't want to double up on characters and stuff like that, but then you can make them evil. And so I guess there's that, but I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, you guys decided that we're going to start off with items. Kristen, as guest for this episode, would you like to start us off with your items?
Sure. I have one item because the rest of them seemed like they were taken to me. So I wrote down Fish Tuba, you know, from the
Under
the Sea song. And it's just exert to pay one less for a song since they're
I
playing
love them. That.
Oh, you know what? There is a lot of opportunity. Like Little Mermaid has a bunch of cards for like items, but they could definitely put in a lot more cards that like affect the cost or the way songs function. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I didn't think of that going in through that method. So shoot, lost opportunity. That was your one item?
That's my one.
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
How many items do you have?
I don't know. I have one as well.
Oh, two.
Well, you're roasting me? You just got one?
Mine is Royal Steeds. So I was thinking the little seahorses that bring Sebastian in and exert and give a character a rush, you know, because they're steeds and they bring people in quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Yeah, well, we went on totally different directions with this.
Okay.
So my first item was like his Triton. I don't know if we already have one of those.
We do in the next set, I think. I was just looking at the list of all the Little Mermaid cards, and there is a Triton.
Okay, well, for my Triton, I said that maybe you can, like, pay some ink to banish an item.
Do you mean Trident?
Oh, Trident, whatever. Yes. Uh-huh. We were on the same wavelength.
Triton is the guy.
This is the guy.
Trident is the little three-pronged spear thing.
Okay, Trident, then whatever. Kristen got it. It's fine.
Okay.
So he said banish chosen item and like pay some ink to do that, so then it's not like I'm gonna exert it every time.
Sure.
Make it a little bit expensive. And then along with that I had Triton's
the guy
crown. And I said chosen character gets like the king attribute this turn, because there's like cards that work with king characters. And then I said if the Triton is in play.
Wait, the Trident or the Triton? The guy or the thing?
The Triton. Jesus.
So the item is in play.
Uh-huh. We're with you.
Okay. If that is in play, then you get to choose a character that, to gain evasive.
Oh.
So like they work together.
Okay.
If you have them together.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That was a lot more difficult than it needed to be.
Okay. That's all your items, right?
Yeah.
I do really like the idea of the crown being able to like pass on that attribute of being king, especially because we're gonna only see more characters with like royalty synergy going on, like you know, like the Duke and Pride Rock, right? Pride Rock gives you bonus for being being there as royalty. Yeah. Is it all royalty, or is it just being king?
I think it's kings.
I don't think we've pulled
princes.
I don't know. We don't have our Pride Rock.
So yeah, we haven't pulled the Pride Rock, so we haven't got to see it.
Let me look.
Oh, is it Google Drive?
It's the official Loricana website.
Oh. Loricana starts with an L.
I'm trying to find it.
I was just trying to give the audio listeners something, you know?
The audio listeners? Like, we have a video option?
I'm working on getting it on YouTube. Still going to be audio only on YouTube, but... While Faith looks this up, next up is actions. I'll go ahead and start this round off. Oh, she's got it pulled up. What do you got?
It is a prince or king.
Prince or king. Okay.
Oh, I was right.
Sweet. There you go. 1 point for Kristen.
Woo.
My first action is, it's the truth. And it was the sailor guy holding a fish in front of Grimsby's face. And I wanted to have some kind of like reveal effect. Like, I'm telling you the truth. And it's... Here's my card that I'm revealing to you.
Huh. Okay. Why would you want to reveal a card?
No. Like, it's the truth, and like,
and then you reveal a card.
They reveal a card.
I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then I have announcing the king, and it's an action to play a king for free.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Chased by sharks, remove a character from a location.
I like that.
My thought was this would be a really good card to use against like your Tiana's Palace bodyguard combo, where you can't attack the bodyguard, you can't attack a character because you gotta get rid of the bodyguard. Well, you can't attack the bodyguard until you get rid of the place.
Right.
So let's remove one step of that equation with this card, and I can just force your character out of a location, and then then that person's gonna have to pay ink cost to get them to move back. So I thought this would be a fun little card just to be a little pain in the neck to someone.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I had Triton's Wrath. So it was like deal like a high level damage or even just straight up banish a location. Because I was kind of thinking like how he the storm kind of just sunk the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it would be a little fun to do that. And then I have sign the contract for one play cost. You could shift a character, but you have to discard another character. So I was kind of thinking, like with Ursula's contract, she's like had to give up who she was to become someone else. So like you could just sign a contract to get rid of someone else to become someone new.
Isn't there already a binding contract?
There is.
I'm pretty sure that's from Hercules though. So.
I don't think it's the Little Mermaid one.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Mermaid one. So there's room for it. And then I have Tour of the Kingdom, which is just another move a character to a location for free. Or maybe from one location to another.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what that tour is about. And then my last action is Let's Bargain. Replace a character from play with one in the discard. Okay. So not just straight to your hand, but actually into play.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was, I think that's all my actions.
Okay, my one action is...
She really put in overtime for this episode.
My one action is seasick, and chosen character can't ready the next turn.
That's a good one.
Because, like, on the boat when he got all sick.
Yes. Yeah. I wrote one for seasick also, but because I'm playing a steel deck, I'm always thinking about like placing damage on chosen characters. So I was like, you're seasick, place 2 damage on chosen character. That's what I chose. But I like yours better, I think.
I like yours though too, like more damage.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Then was that your that's your only one. So then I also have King Triton's dolphin carriage. I wasn't sure how to turn that into an action, but that would be the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just move a character to a location for free, just because it moves you around. And then reveal the empty performance shell, and that's return chosen character to that player's hand.
Ooh. I like that.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Those are the only actions I got though.
Okay, locations. I have 2. The first one, actually...
I'm really curious to see if our locations are different, you know? Because there wasn't a ton of options.
I have the ship's graveyard, and Ursula's lair.
At the beginning of the movie with like the ship.
Okay. Yeah. But
okay, well, I didn't have those.
I have no idea what to do with these locations. So I thought maybe we could workshop it. Do you guys also have these locations?
So here's the thing. I didn't choose the ship at the beginning of the movie because I was like, there's nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, just the graveyard with where she's like, Ariel goes down and she's like looking for stuff, and there's like all these downed ships. There's a bunch of them. That's what I meant. Did you?
Yeah. It could just be a blank, and then there's cards that like interact with.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I just like the idea of it being a graveyard, so maybe like, I don't know.
The cursed merfolk, but that would be in Ursula's lair. That wouldn't be in.
Maybe like your shark characters get plus something.
Oh yeah, sure.
Or you could maybe like interact with items there. Items there, or it could just be like because Ariel searches there to find treasures. It could just be like have a high lore value. Oh,
what about when you move a character to that location? You can like, or Ariel to that location, then you can like search your deck for the first item.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Or like that. Reveal the top four cards, and if it's an item.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, definitely the searching part, not just playing a card from your hand, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just reveal, like you said, top four cards. I think I like that one the most, if it's not going to be high lore. The other one, Ursula's Lair, I don't know. I want maybe to like, the only thing I could possibly think of would be if you have this location in play, you could banish it to stop a song's effects from happening.
Oh.
So it'd be a card that could be used outside of your turn and say, a whole new world was played and you're like, I don't want to lose this card. I'm going to banish Ursula's Lair and your song takes no effect and you have to discard it now.
Sure.
Because she takes that, you know, she's taking that voice.
I like that away. Because then it gives a defense against that because we haven't had a defense against. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have anything that really activates in between turns.
No.
So this would be a big change, but I think it would be really fun to be able to negate some people's song effects. Thinking of Yu-Gi-Oh right now. Those are my allocations.
Cool.
I didn't mean to go first. I apologize. I definitely meant for, I think, Faith to go first this time around. But
that's fine.
I'm cutting the line, guys.
Okay. I think I only have one location. And I did the treasure cave with all of her little knickknacks.
Mm-hmm. Ariel's knickknack cave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And so I said pay one ink less for each. Well, pay one ink less for. What am I trying to say? I wrote it all dumb. Okay.
What did you write?
That makes no sense. Okay, let me. So you pay one less ink for an item for each character you have at that location.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I forgot words, so I did the little like carrot thing with words in it, and it doesn't make any sense. Okay. Anyways, that's my location. I'm struggling.
I like that idea, though. It's cool.
I don't know if it would be like too much, though.
Hmm.
I was worried about that too. So
I don't know, but you got like the magician, the magic user's tower, whatever. The apprentice's tower. I don't remember. You have the Sorcerer's Tower. That's the one. Where every character there, you get to draw an extra card.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So it's not like that would be too crazy.
Well, maybe like it just would have a high move cost too.
Sure, yeah.
Because that effect for the Sorcerer's Tower is crazy good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's such a good card. Because I don't even think it's that expensive to move there. Yeah. Okay.
So Kristen? I also chose Ariel's Collection Cave. But I was thinking about an effect like that, but I changed it to, if you have three or more items in play, this location gives two lore instead of one, like normally it would be one or something like that.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, this is a lame location, I chose Scuttle's Rock, you know, when when he's telling Ariel about like what the things are.
I love that.
So I was like, when you have a character here, pay one less to play an item, because like you know more about the item, so like you can play it easier. That was my idea.
I like that one a lot.
Those are my only locations.
Okay. Faith?
I'm really surprised that none of us did, like, Triton's
palace.
Like palace. I didn't know what to call it. I was like, what is their like kingdom called? I was like, Atlantis? I was like, no.
I mean, it could be called Atlantis. It's just never actually referenced.
Yeah, I don't know. Or like Aaron's palace. I love how we all just skipped right past those.
Well,
yeah.
It just wasn't like, it wasn't that boring. Significant to the story, and there wasn't that much character given to it.
Yeah.
Or so it's kind of hard to think of anything other than like it would just be a vanilla location with mm-hmm. no special details to it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't leave enough of an impression. Faith, do you want to start us with the characters?
Do you want me to say all mine at once, or do you want to take turns?
Yeah, maybe we should bounce around for characters.
Okay. Because
I've got a lot.
How about this? Does everyone have Max written down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do our Max first.
I didn't put Max as anything because I couldn't think of anything, and then I got distracted because he was the first thing I wrote, and then I just never came back to it.
So you just wrote him with... Okay. Yep. Okay.
It literally says Max character.
Got it.
Okay. I mean, that's similar to mine. This is inspired by the conversation we had right after we talked about Max. So I called him Max Faithful Friend.
Mm.
And then for the flavor text is, he just sits there and it's cute.
Okay. My Max is a good finder. Exert and reveal one opponent's card. Because he was so good at, like, smelling out Ariel that he could, you know, reveal things like that. Mm-hmm. That was my idea for Max. But yeah, just a good boy. Does everyone have King Triton?
No.
Yes. No.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Kristen, what's your Triton?
So I was going for, we were just talking about like things being able to be evil in this next set. Mm-hmm. So I did King Triton evil version. And I said, when played, banish two items. So this is like the picture where he's destroying Ariel's stuff in her cave. Like that's what the illustration would be. And then you would destroy stuff.
I didn't even think of that, but that would have been the perfect way to use him. I just have King Triton, Ursula's puppet. So like she was just controlling him. Like she's doing with like a lot of the people. I didn't even think about it, but yeah, he would be just a really cool ability to like destroying items. I like that idea the most for villain version of King Triton. Do we all have Eric?
No.
Yes.
This is like bingo. Kristen, bingo. What do you have for Eric?
So for Eric, I had him as like a recorder player because he plays that recorder a lot. Mm-hmm. And I just gave him Singer 5. So like he's a 3 play cost or something, but he has Singer 5.
Okay. I have Eric Brooding Prince, where he's just like, after he throws away the recorder, he's just standing on the rock, just like, life is so hard for a prince. And I just had a Brooding Prince. I have no idea what he would do. He might just be vanilla, but I just liked that it was a little bit darker, like, oh, my life is so hard.
Uh-huh. Totally.
And
he would be red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we all have Scuttle, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Faith, go ahead.
I just said pay one less ink for the next item you play.
Okay.
Very basic Scuttle.
That's good. I have Scuttle the Collector, and for his effect, when played, return a Dinglehopper to your hand from the discard.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine is Scuttle knows human stuff. And
I love how you guys all gave like the little subtext, and I didn't even bother.
That's like half the fun for me, just like thinking of the subtext. But my idea for this comes from he like says he knows what an item is, and that's not what it does at all, uh-huh. right? So in that kind of similar vein, I wanted to say like he could exert and use a damage card, like Fire the Cannons, but to heal instead.
Oh.
So you could fire the cannons at one of your characters, and it would heal 2 damage. And it's because, like, I think it does this, but it's not that kind of thing. I don't know.
That's a fun idea.
That okay. is a fun idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Nice. I came up with a cool idea.
Good job, Michael.
Thank you. I hope we all have Ursula.
I've got 2 of those.
No Ursula?
What?
Wow, did you even watch the movie?
Oh, wait, yeah, I did. I have an Ursula.
Oh, my good. Okay, well, then go ahead. Let's hear your great idea.
So I wrote human Ursula because I couldn't remember her name. Mm-hmm. And then I found out it was Vanessa, which is a stupid name for her.
Her name is definitely not said, right?
Huh? No, it's said when they're going to be married.
Yeah, her name is Vanessa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I said maybe hers can be like a shift, like you can shift it on top of an Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes that. And her ability would be Princes Can't Quest.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, because they all, I like that. Because it can't, they were just under her spell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Yeah. Okay, what do you got for Ursula?
So for Ursula, I called it pretty girl form and I didn't change it. so for her effect, I said, so you can exert her to choose a song in an opponent's discard pile and then play it as your own.
Mm.
So because she steals Ariel's voice. Yay. And so that's what I was thinking, like you could do something like that.
I like that.
Okay, what's your second one?
So my second one is Sea Queen Ursula. So that's like the big one where mm-hmm. she's destroying stuff. And I said, whenever this character challenges, do one damage to two other chosen characters.
Mm. I have Ursula, Tyrant of the Sea.
Ooh.
Also big version of her. Uh-huh. And I was kind of thinking all like big damage against like locations or
sure, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
You could do like... more damage for ship locations since she destroys that ship on the way down.
That's a great idea because we have like the Jolly Roger mm-hmm. and things like that.
We do, and I think we're going to continue to see a lot mm-hmm. of ships. There's a lot of ships in Disney movies now mm-hmm. that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Disney has a class for animators that's just drawing ships. I've just got this feeling. Okay, do we have Flounder?
Yes. No.
What movie did you watch?
I didn't write down the like main characters. I don't know.
That's an interesting choice.
Background character with fluffy pants. Is that what you wrote?
No.
Okay. What was your Flounder?
So this is my last character, and I turned Flounder evil. And so in this universe where Flounder is evil, he's friends with the sharks.
Mm.
And so like the picture would have like sharks in the background and stuff. And then again, because I'm a steel person, I have when played, deal one damage to chosen characters. So he's like a low play cost, but he still can do that damage.
I also have bad guy Flounder, and this is Flounder, Ursula's informant.
Mm-hmm.
And royalty have one less strength because the idea is he is like telling the bad guys like, oh, this is where their defenses are, this is their strengths and stuff, and so they're not as powerful against your cards.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's all the characters I had too. What are the characters you had, Faith?
Well, I had Grimsby.
Oh yeah, that's right, you were waiting for his name.
I didn't have anything next to him though, just Grimsby's character. So you guys have any ideas? Because I don't know.
The only thing I think about with Grimsby is that video we watched after. And we can't quote that video on this podcast.
Let's workshop this. Grimsby, he...
Because the first thing I thought of was, like, the Duke, where he gives, like, royalty plus one attack or something.
Sure.
He could be a support character, but only for royalty
mm-hmm.
or like only for princes. And then the trade-off could be that he gets like an extra strength or two when choosing to support. Because we're restricting that support, but at least we can restrict it in a way that makes it more valuable for you know, specialty decks.
Yeah, I like that.
So this one I wasn't sure. I wrote Merfolk, and I was thinking maybe it could be, like, a shift, because at the end, there could be the, like, cursed Merfolk, not the one that we have, but, like, when they're all in their shriveled little sausage forms.
Okay.
When they're in that, and then this one could, like, shift on top of it, because, like, in the end, they get all freed, so they can, like, shift back into their, like, mermaid form.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have.
I think you can see it.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, you guys talked about having main characters. None of you had Sebastian, so.
That's a good point.
I mean, the only other position he could play is like.
Bodyguard. Because that's what I have.
You're not going to be a very strong bodyguard.
Okay, but.
We need a one play cost bodyguard.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Is Simba one play cost bodyguard or is he two play?
I think he's two.
I think he's two. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said he has bodyguard, but if you have King Triton in play, he gains one more.
Mm.
Like the piglet having other characters in play.
I like the idea of making him like princess babysitter or babysitter of princesses. Because that's kind of what his whole job was. I was going
to say he's King Triton's little bleep.
I like the idea of babysitter, of princess babysitter, and then he could be a bodyguard that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, his like ability or whatever can be called princess babysitter. Okay, that's all of my characters.
Okay. And the last one, right? Because we're going into
songs.
All right.
I think Kristen's only one. I'm the only one.
That's so sad. There's so many songs in this movie.
I was thinking about this out
strong.
Kiss the Girl, but I was like, in what world does that? Like,
oh, I got one. Okay. I got one.
I'm like, I can't think of anything.
Okay, so first we've got Under the Sea. So I said move two characters to, and then whatever Little Mermaid location we like the best. So like, I put Triton's Palace, but I didn't write anything for Triton's Palace. So like, whatever, you know, Ariel's undersea cave, whatever we want. Then for Kiss the Girl, I've got heal one damage from one princess and one prince.
Oh, I love that.
I think that would be fun for especially like Josh's deck. Does he have any princes or is it just princesses?
No, he has princes because he wants the Prince Charming and I think he has Prince Philip in there.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of men in there.
Yeah. That's good. We need a couple of those.
Eh.
Okay. And then my last song, I think I wrote this one for Faith. So this is Poor Unfortunate Souls. And the idea is you can return up to four cursed merfolk from your discard pile to your hand.
I also like the idea of being able to unshift a character.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't banish them, but you could get rid of their shifted version and send it to the discard.
Yeah.
And their old version can come back.
That's a great idea. That would be a good one for that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Or maybe like Ursula's lair could do that, like her location or whatever could do that.
That would be a
that would be powerful, yeah.
Brutal for a location to be able to do that, unless it also meant like banishing or something. Are there any opportunities in this movie? I've been trying to keep an eye out for opportunities where it's like lose a lore or exchange lore. And I haven't, is there anything that you guys see from this movie that we could do that with? Thinking something like you could, with Ursula.
Well, that or the song that the chef sings in the kitchen.
The fish song.
Yeah.
Okay, what would be the benefit then? If we're, if, are you, well.
It's just lose a lore.
Just lose a lore.
Yeah. Okay. I think that that would work too for your depressed Eric.
it would be.
Like his sadness makes your opponent lose a lore.
I like that.
I like it. Okay, cool. Now we gotta know what to do with brooding prince. Nice. Okay.
I think the Lorcan teams can just hire all of us.
Yes.
Agreed. Honestly, low-key, that's what this podcast is all about. Just hire me.
I was thinking about that the whole time we were watching. I was like, I bet that the people who are making these cards are doing the exact same thing.
Oh, that's exactly what they do.
Get paid to do that.
Yeah.
They all just sit in a big room together in a theater room. They all sit down with their notepads, and then it's just furiously writing every little idea they possibly have. And I love the idea of my job is to go to work, watch a Disney movie, and tell people what kind of characters I want to see in a card. What a job.
I know. Incredible. What a
job. And it's Disney, so it probably pays really well, too.
Okay.
Well, it's not owned by Disney. It's just Disney
that's
licensed.
True. That's
yeah,
true.
It's
that's
owned
true.
By Ravensburger. I hate that everyone says Ravensburger. That's how everyone pronounces it. And it looks like it's supposed to be Ravensburger.
I mean, Ravensburger is how I say it.
That's how I always said it. But like I hear other people who seem to be more knowledgeable than me go Ravensburger. And I'm like, that's I guess, okay, that's a choice. It is German, so I don't know if that does make more sense, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I don't know. I just don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable, like looking at it and then saying Ravensburger. I'm like, No.
You're all Americanized.
Okay, well now I'm the bad guy, so I'm going to take that back. Just whitewashing it. Well, no, they're white. It's fine. They're colonizers too, so I don't feel bad. Never mind.
Oh
I don't
God, have to stop, feel bad at all. Stop.
This conversation got away from us.
We're going to lose a very certain kind of people here, and that's okay with me. circling back to the Little Mermaid, any final thoughts on characters, items, locations, songs, actions?
No, I had round. Them all.
Okay, that's I think it. I got all mine out too. I didn't think it, I didn't have any new ones spring up. Okay, Faith, do you want to close us out? Oh no, I start the close out. Stay tuned for more.
Nope.
I don't have it in front of me. Yes, it is. It's no, stay it's tuned not. For more. But don't forget to check us
you
out.
You changed
on,
it.
Like months ago.
What happened to the stay tuned for more tips and tricks?
I took that out months ago because we never do tips and tricks. It's just talking about how organized play went and like fun little things and lots of news. It's stay tuned for more in our future episodes. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and follow us on social media at Quest for Five Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Nice. This is a one take edit, so there's no fixing this.
Thanks for joining us on Quest for Five. Until next time, keep summoning, questing, and may your inkwells never run dry.
I hope you enjoyed this.